This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. This fall, the national supermarket chain Kroger and its Wisconsin outlets, Pick and Save and Metro Market, announced plans to phase out single-use plastic bags in their stores by 2025. It's the latest in a movement to reduce the flow of single-use plastic items to landfills in this country.
Other chains, including Starbucks, are eliminating plastic straws, and some cities and other municipalities have passed more widespread bans. But perhaps none is as strong as New Zealand, which will end the use of single-use plastic bags and implements in the new year.
Lake Effect contributor Debbie McCullough is from New Zealand. She now lives in Wisconsin and was interested in how New Zealand's federal policy differs from the market-driven approach here. In the first of a two-part series, she explores attitudes near her Waukesha County home.
It's a snowy garbage day here in Muskego, which means today's the day to bring out the two big bins. One for garbage and one for recycling. Our waste management service picks up the garbage and recycling and transports it to our nearby landfill in Franklin. That's where trucks line up ready to tackle the massive 100-foot-high landfill. While we'd hope our duty ends there as loyal caretakers of our environment, startling data shows that's not the case. Recent estimates show 100 billion plastic bags are used annually, and 1,500 plastic bottles are used every second in the US alone. But parts of the US are also leading the way in confronting the plastic waste problem. In July, Seattle banned single-use straws and utensils. And while Chicago ended its plastic bag ban after 16 months, it started charging for them in February in hopes of discouraging their use. In Wisconsin, Pick and Save announced that by 2025, grocery shoppers will no longer see plastic bags as an option. That move makes parent company Kroger America's first major retailer committed to phasing out single-use plastic grocery bags. Vice President of Communications and Public Affairs Jim Hyland says the bigger hope is 6 billion bags a year out of landfills. And customers, particularly millennials, drove the change.
Our millennial customers are environmentally conscious and they recognize the harm plastic bags can have on the environment. So they're asking us to provide alternatives. So yes, this is the right move for the environment, but it's also because our shoppers are telling us they're ready to take steps towards reusable options too. So we look at it, we're in this together.
Hyland says it's part of a larger move by Kroger to eliminate food waste across the company and hunger within their communities. Customers ordering online or via a curbside pickup service will soon see reusable bags for their groceries, part of the company's Zero Hunger, Zero Waste initiative. Customers have received the news well, he says, but things will take a while.
We're going to phase out the use of plastic bags over time to give our customers plenty of time to adapt to new options. You know, we along with our customers will need time to transition to a new and better way of doing things.
Pick and Save's move feels encouraging to Wisconsin shoppers, and checkout operators at a Franklin Pick and Save say they welcome shoppers using more reusable bags, which help the environment, yes, but also become easier to place groceries into. Shoppers like Barbara Brunette from Franklin couldn't be happier. She says she can't wait to make reusable bags part of her routine and fondly remembers homemade crocheted string bags from her youth.
I have one that my church does fair trade coffee and things like that, and we had bags there, so I have one of their bags. And for crop walk, I have crop walk bags, so I have a lot of bags. I shouldn't be taking these.
So what do you do with yours?
I reuse them for trash.
So do you think we'll see more supermarkets in Wisconsin offering paper only and ultimately trying to get us to use reusable bags?
I hope so. People will complain for a while, but they'll get over it.
Many retailers around the state have long offered or encouraged the use of reusable bags in place of plastic. But here's something you mightn't know. If communities in Wisconsin wanted to issue a ban, it's against the law. In March 2016, Wisconsin joined six other states, including Minnesota and Iowa, in prohibiting local governments from regulating the commercial use of plastic bags or other containers, such as cups, bottles, or other packaging. The legislation doesn't prevent any ban, tax, or fees getting placed on disposable containers. It does require that any regulation be done at the state level to ensure an even playing field across the entire state. Big supporters of the law include the American Progressive Bag Alliance, the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, the Wisconsin Beverage Association, and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. Opponents say it's about protecting individual rights and protecting businesses and consumers from absorbing any cost that comes from removing single-use plastic containers. Brendan Scholes is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Grocers Association, a lead supporter of the bill. He says he fully supports any grocery or other retailer reducing single-use plastic items.
The Kroger example and others are good examples of a company who wants to be conscious about the environment, and they decided on their own to go ahead and make that change.
But he says we don't need a law to drive change. If consumers want change, they'll drive it.
If a customer is concerned about plastic bags in the landfill, well, they'll start to use a reusable bag or they'll take paper. But until they do that in enough force to make a difference, the only alternative is a government mandate, and there's not a whole lot we like about government mandates to increase costs.
Keith Chrisman is managing director of the plastics markets for the Washington, D.C.-based trade group, the American Chemistry Council. He says the group has ambitious moves underway to reduce ocean pollutants, including goals to ensure 100% of plastics packaging is reused, recycled, or recovered by 2040. They're also partnering with nonprofits like the Ocean Conservatory and seeing big efforts to increase infrastructure to help collect, sort, and reuse plastic. Even so, he doesn't think product bans will help these efforts.
Product bans won't solve that problem. They're just shipped to products made with alternative materials that studies show have four times greater environmental impact. We believe it makes sense to use plastics, use them well, and recover them. And reuse them when we're finished.
He points to life assessment studies showing plastic bags and other plastic packaging use less material, less energy, and less waste than alternatives. Coffee packaging like steel cans or plastic canisters provide an example. The brick pack plastic packaging for coffee becomes more sustainable and produces half the emissions than those alternatives. But many Wisconsin environmentalists disagree. Cheryl Nen is riverkeeper with Milwaukee Riverkeeper, a nonprofit group monitoring water quality and river cleanup in southeast Wisconsin. She sees plastics, including bags, as one of the major pollutants in Milwaukee's rivers and in Lake Michigan during their cleanups. In their Adopt a River trash collection totals for 2018, plastics accounted for around 28% of the trash collected. The real challenge, she says, comes from stormwater pollution. That's when rain and snow water runs off the land and gets into the water. Bags that have been dropped out of cars or fallen from garbage cans wind up in our trees, fences, and our rivers.
What we mostly find are plastic bottles, styrofoam, and lots of other single-use plastics that, you know, generally float. And so they're what you see out there when you're spending time on the river. You know, a lot of that plastic is getting into our waterways, and it just breaks down to smaller and smaller pieces. Especially styrofoam is, you know, infamous for that. And it, you know, it ends up really staying a long time in our waterways, and eventually gets into our fish and our other aquatic life, and into ourselves. So it's really a huge issue for us.
We needn't look far to confirm this issue. In the thick of an early December storm, plastic and other debris lay strewn around Bender Park around Lake Michigan. The only option that felt right, clean it up.
Plastic litters all along the jetty, the sidewalks, and the driveway. A plastic tooth floss.
That one 15-minute cleanup yielded 30 plastic items, including a bag of cans, shredded straws, toothpicks, plastic bottles, candy wrappers, and plastic bottle caps. Given concerns with this kind of water pollution, Milwaukee Riverkeeper opposed the 2016 ban, then felt the law was a gift to the plastics industry and unfortunate given the state's water pollution. She also felt disappointed given efforts by other cities to reduce plastics.
You know, it's just unfortunate. It's a huge problem. It's a problem in our neighborhoods in Milwaukee. You know, it's unsightly. It's getting into the rivers and breaking down and getting into the wildlife and causing lots of problems. And so, you know, from our perspective, enacting a ban on plastic bags and food containers, you know, it's just kind of perpetuating a problem and not helping us solve a problem.
Despite the law, Nen hopes Wisconsin might move in ways cities like Washington, D.C. have done, where they don't mandate a ban. Instead, they enact a 5-cent fee for using plastic bags, a more aggressive statewide plastics recycling program like we see in New York and Maine could also help reduce plastic pollutants, she says.
You know, maybe finding other ways to incentivize people to, you know, have better behavior, to bring their own bags to the store by, you know, maybe imposing fees. And we're also looking at things like whether or not the existing legislation that passed in Wisconsin would preclude us from enacting a ban on plastic straws, for example, which is another thing that we, you know, pretty readily see out in the environment.
The conundrum on plastics and pollution gets emotional and complicated, but we can learn something from states and cities who've taken different measures, like Nen mentioned. We can also learn from other countries, like my motherland, New Zealand. We'll hear about that in the second part of our story. For Lake Effect, I'm Debbie McCullough in Franklin, Wisconsin.